Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch with Debbie Monterey. Davenport, Iowa officials have confirmed the final known bodies have been removed from a building that collapsed last week in the downtown area. Over the weekend, a 911 call reporting the imminent collapse was released.
I was cleaning up in the back parking lot and said that the wall is bulging out. Someone is there working on it and told them to get out of the way because it's not looking good.
Now the lawsuits are starting against the building's owner, Andrew Wold, and the city. It appears that Wold and officials in Davenport were warned about the structure before the collapse, but little was done to prevent it. With the very latest, we are joined by CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula, who joins us on the Quiver River Electric guest line. Jim, thanks for being with us as always.
Hi, Debbie. Good to talk to you again. My pleasure.
There were protests outside the building over the weekend. There were people saying that there were still people who had not been found or they didn't know if they were still in the building. And now some bodies have been recovered. What more do we know? Is there anyone else missing? And who were the folks that were recovered?
At this point, Debbie, authorities in Davenport, which is about 3 hours north of you, right up U.S. Highway 67, from the St. Louis area, they're saying that they do not know of any other people reported missing in this building. Now, a six-story apartment building partially collapsed just over a week ago. A lot of questions as to why. You mentioned protest, Debbie. There's going to be protest outside, inside and outside the Davenport City Council meeting tomorrow, among other things. A petition has been started calling for the mayor's resignation. I thought it was odd, and by the way, I lived in Davenport. Been a long time ago, but I did live in Davenport. I thought it was strange when within relatively short period of time, maybe 24 hours, Davenport city officials started talking about knocking the rest of that six-story building down, even though at that point they didn't know if everybody had been accounted for, when in fact they hadn't. But the bodies of three men, residents of that building, have been finally recovered. Search and rescue teams, urban search and rescue teams, were brought in from Sioux City, Iowa, on the far western edge of the state, and also a little closer to Davenport, Cedar Rapids. And they've been working several days now at the site. Their work is pretty much done now that the bodies have been recovered.
Jim, it just seems like in this situation, when you look back over the timeline and the reports that had been filed about this building, that it was just a series of errors and that no one took definitive action on this.
That's right. In fact, just a few days before, an engineer from the city of Davenport had been by the building. There was some discrepancy as whether or not he approved of the work that was being done on the facade, this one side of the building that ultimately collapsed. I know during one of the news conferences last week, a reporter asked the mayor, would you have felt comfortable or staying in that building, or at least having your family in that building when this was going on? And he said, I'm just not going to answer that. That's not for me to say. So again, and the mayor and police chief through the week last week became increasingly testy over some of the lines of questioning from some of the reporters as to, could this have been prevented? And why were people still being allowed in that building, to stay in there and to live in that building? This building has had for many years a history of problems. People complained about its condition. There have been repeated building inspections. And again, Debbie mentioned the fact that the lawsuits have started. One of the residents who was injured was one of the first to file a lawsuit, basically alleging negligence on the part of both the city, its engineers, and the current and former owners of this building.
I guess the fines were pretty minimal, $300 or so. Do we know anything about the building owner? Has he been cited or own a lot of other properties maybe that have been problems as well?
I think it's interesting in that there hasn't been a lot of information released about whoever owns the building at this point. So we just don't know. I mean, that's a good question, a very appropriate question, but we just don't know a lot at this point, other than the fact that the building owner had been cited several times for repeated violations, safety violations, and engineers from the city being out there numerous times. I guess the next decision, major decision they're going to have to make with all of this is what's the best way to bring down the rest of this six-story building.
Well, Jim, thank you. We really appreciate your insight on this today. Thanks for your help on this story.
Always good to be on KMOX, guys. Stay well. Take care.
All right. That is CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula joining us on Total Information AM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.